Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeb moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reeb scores. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to third. Spence moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Case scores. Spence moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Senators, 1. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Spence scores. Estilella moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estilella scores. Sullivan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Croucher. The throw from Reeb and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 0 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Reeb for a passed ball. Vernon moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Senators. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Case picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Case. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. York moves to third. It's 4-2, Senators. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Bill Zuber now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon strikes out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reeb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Case takes first base on ball 4. Zuber moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. Zuber moves to third. Case moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Zuber scores. Case moves to third. Campbell moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Case scores. Campbell moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Estalella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Spence. York reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Senators. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 5. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zuber strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lapon bunts towards the mound. Zuber fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 5. The Senators will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Jimmy Bloodworth. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. York is walked intentionally. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball four. Gehringer scores. Kramer moves to third. York moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Senators, 6. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball four. Kramer scores. York moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer now playing second base. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Croucher moves to second. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Croucher scores. Evans moves to second. It's Tigers, 7, Senators, 7. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to third for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reeb strikes out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got two RBIs. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harris strikes out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croucher misplays the ball. That's an error on Croucher. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and three walks. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. He's got two RBIs. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-5 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to second for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. White moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 4 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 3 walks. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Gehringer scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-7, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Clary pinch hits for early win. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. 2 outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 5 in the game. With 2 walks. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.